Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Rosecast. AB, what are you eating?
Tater tot casserole, Rim.
Oh, sure. How did I not know that?
Of course, it goes without saying. It's tater tot casserole.
The number one bachelor, only bachelorette, re-bachelor in paradise recap podcast, where one of the hosts is eating tater tot casserole. AB, what did you think of the two great episodes this week? Leading question?
Phenomenal.
Love it. I love this season.
This is a great season. And it had none of the people that I don't like in it.
Ever since the Colton and Tia storyline has resolved itself,
yeah,
season's gotten even better. Nothing, almost nothing to complain about, really.
Absolutely.
Some people ask us this. They say, are you doing Bachelor in Paradise? Or I'm not watching. What do you think of the season? The show is great. I love this show. The problem is it's tougher to recap because it's almost a good chunk of it is already a joke.
Yeah.
And it's harder to make fun of on top of the fact that there's 4 hours
a
week.
It's very long. It's too time much. Consuming. It's way extremely. Too much. They need to cut it to, I'm not even going to say 2 hours, one show. Give me 3 hours. That'd be enough.
I don't just not four. Two nights in a row. Two nights in a row is labor intensive.
It's absurd.
Did you hear next week there's Monday's
God.
A 3 hours?
Oh my God, when they said, he said jam-packed 3 hour episode. Okay, nobody is asking for a 3 hour episode. Nobody. No. Not even the biggest Bachelor and Bachelorette fans are asking for a 3 hour episode. That's not something we need. Trim the fat, please.
I spend more time watching and consuming Bachelor in Paradise content than I do NFL content during the football season. And I like the sport. I don't know. It's just a
it's
lot.
It's just too much. Three is too much. Like here's the thing, though. I don't know what I'd cut. It's all good content. It's all good content. You have episodes like these where they have two jam-packed two-hour episodes, and I couldn't keep my eyes off the screen.
The what I meant to say was it's tough to like make fun of a show that makes fun of itself. Like there's no Wild and Out recap podcast.
It's
you know
a
what
quiz.
I mean? That's kind of what this is. This is the Wild and Out of the Bachelor world.
This is a ridiculous concept and they know it and they stick to it. So the short answer for the people that say they don't watch it and is it good? Yeah, it's phenomenal and you messed up.
Yeah, I agree. That's how I start the conversation. Well, number one, you're an idiot. No disrespect. Two, it's good. All right. Episode 6 on Monday. Current couple reset. Colton and Tia. Wah, wah. Nobody cares. Crystal and Chris. Got a conspiracy theory about that later on. Stay tuned. Kevin and Astrid. Kenny and Annalise. Joe and Kendall with Leo to the side. Jordan and Jenna with maybe Benoit to the side.
Okay.
Name a bad couple. Name a couple you don't want to be together, frankly.
This season, I have a feeling, is going to result in a lot of engagements, Rim. These are good couples. Good, even like the bad people. Like Jordan obviously isn't that good of a person, but he's in a good relationship that I can fully support.
I didn't even mention Eric and Angela at this point, but obviously they're a couple at this point.
Yep.
Couple things before we get to the big shakeup. From the first episode this week.
Benoit, I don't think you said Kevin or Astrid either.
I did.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Benoit is concerned about Jordan. I don't know if I have this on the rundown. Benoit is concerned about Jordan. Jenna seems to like Benoit. Jenna kind of annoyed me. I'd say the one storyline I didn't like for these two episodes was I could do with a lot less Jenna and Jordan. She's a little immature. She's not very communicative. It's tough to make Jordan seem like the responsible adult in the relationship, but she manages to pull it off.
I don't think Jenna's here to find a relationship. I'll just come out and say that.
Why do you think she's here? Drink? Because I don't
yeah,
think
just have a good time. She's just here to have a good time. If something happens, it happens, but I don't know that she's here to find relationships here.
Jordan is talking to Joe about how much he likes Jenna. Jordan and Joe, the best friend.
Legendary duo. Name a more iconic duo, Rim.
You can't. Rim and AB, all the hottest new memes. Meanwhile, Jenna is making out with Benoit 20 feet away. And this one I realized, like, I don't think I could do Paradise.
No, it would be a heartbreaker. Yeah. You're falling for this girl, and she's kissing someone and doesn't have the decency to go to a private place.
No. Connor shows up, AB. The
jacked.
First jacked, tan, knows it. Crystal's into it along with everybody else. Listen, these two should be together, in my opinion.
Connor and Crystal?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Both fitness people.
It's an interesting time in the season, Rim, when you really need to keep in the back of your head that these people know who's going on Paradise before Paradise, and they have in their head who they'd like to get to know and who they think would be a good relationship. In this case, Crystal thought Connor would be the guy that she hooks up with all along, but he didn't show up until late. So you got these people coming in late, and some people have been waiting this whole time for him. So they might just shut down the relationships that they're in and just go with the person they thought they were there for to begin with.
My question to you is, I think my sister asked me this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think all the people, the entire cast for the whole season, is at the hotel this whole time? And then
no.
The producers... No, I think they are. And then the producers unleash them at strategic times. I think they are.
Okay, I said no in the sense of I don't think they all, like, see each other.
No.
They might all be there.
Yeah.
Sure, they could all be there. And just if you're not on the show yet, you're in your own room and you can't really do anything with guards outside your door.
Yeah, yes.
But sure, I mean, they could all be there. The timing just seems too perfect
for them
to be flown. They could. Here's a more reasonable thing I would say. Maybe they're down the road at another resort.
Okay. The point still stands. They're not
they're
like
in Mexico.
It's not like Connor just got off the flight and went straight there.
No,
like
they're in Mexico.
They've been waiting. Yes, agreed.
Well, this is also you don't realize because it takes up like 2 months of your life when you're watching this. But this has only been like a week or two in real time.
No. I thought this whole operation was like as long as the season lasts.
I don't think six weeks.
I think so. I don't know.
Okay.
Once again, the fact check department, nowhere to be found today.
I don't know.
Agree to disagree.
You'll catch them every once in a while, but it'll be like 2 episodes later, and they'll be like, yesterday when I went on that date. It'll be stuff like that, where it's like the timing makes me seem like they're not there very long.
They're always vague about dates, though, that's for sure. Anyway, Crystal tells Connor that she basically came here for him and has been thinking about him this entire time. And then declines his advances in favor of Chris. How do you explain this, AB? The women have the roses this week, so it's not like she needs to angle for a rose. She just doesn't need to lock up Chris.
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why you'd want to be with Chris and why you'd want to be exclusive with the guy that calls himself Goose on the island. No thanks. I will accept any and all dates, please.
If you're going to date a knob, if you're dead set on dating a knob, pick the hotter knob.
Yeah, pick Connor.
Connor's a winner. And Connor's at least fun. Chris is, whatever you see in Chris, fun is not a top five word.
He's got like a dark feeling to him too. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like, he's Batman. He's got a Bruce Wayne.
But he never turns into Batman.
No, he never turns into Batman. He's just always that brooding.
He's Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Not Batman yet. Chris stinks. Anyway. After all that, she goes back. So this is what Crystal did. It gave me whiplash what was going on. She said, Connor, I like Chris a lot, flabbergasting as that may seem, but I do. And she goes and tells Chris, she's like, listen, I turned him down. And then Chris is like, I can't believe that. So Chris tells everybody she turned Connor down. I can't believe it. I know you guys can't believe it. We all thought she was going with Connor. And then Connor's like, but for real, though, like,
no,
come
let
on.
Me interject here, Rim. Let me interject.
Please do.
You missed a step where the producers pulled Connor aside and told him, you're going to have to go ahead and ask her again on a date. I bet she says yes.
No question. No question.
So the way she's going to say no. He's got all these girls to choose from, and he's going to still go up to her and ask her for a date.
Connor, come here. Why don't you take that extra button down and then go talk to her again, and we'll see how it goes. I bet she says yes. Anyway, so she accepts the date with Connor. I mean, now, I didn't feel too bad. If there's anyone who could understand a good, solid, two-timing backstabbing, it's Chris, the goose.
Absolutely. This is part of the game, baby.
Yeah. Anyway, what'd you think of Crystal and Connor date?
Yeah.
I mean, they made out. What do you want me to, what do you
want
me to tell
you? I don't care for the dates.
One date on these episodes I really liked. But in general, yeah, there just nothing's happening.
I could go without the date, like them showing me what happens on the date. I know what's going to happen. They're going to kiss. I could just go without the dates. I want to be in paradise.
Spend more time on the fallout.
Absolutely.
I can't. I don't want to eschew all the dates.
In particular, Rim, the dates I'd like the least is when it's like a solidified couple.
Of course, yeah, I don't need to see.
So, like, when they had Eric and Angela go on a date, fast forward, times 10.
We'll get to that.
I'm out.
Well, Colton and Tia go on a second date or something?
Yeah.
Like, blow my brains out. We don't need to see this. I'm with
you.
So,
I want there to be dates. I want people to come in with date cards, but I don't want to see as much of those dates as maybe cut the time for those dates in half and give me more of the fallout.
I'm on board with that. Okay. This date, who knows what's going on? Don't really care. Listen, you put two hot fitness trainers on the beach at nightfall. What do you think is going to happen? Okay, doesn't matter if they both have boyfriend girlfriends. They're going to make out. It doesn't matter what you do here. Anyway, Jenna and Jordan. I don't even remember what happens here. Don't have a ton on this. All I know. I remember now. Some more two timing goes on. Let me explain the two timing. Okay. Jordan pulls Jenna away from Benoit, and they make out hardcore. It seems to be over with Jenna and Benoit. Jenna says, listen, I'm going to go break up with Benoit. Then they make out hard again. And Jordan gets mad.
Jordan
in front of Jordan again. So that's what happened with those two. Anything else on that? I don't really.
Jenna has the boys wrapped around her finger. That's what it came down to right here.
And she doesn't seem mentally prepared to handle this juggling. Kenny and Annalise, AB. Why don't you lead the way on this? This was a little surprising.
Kenny somehow has been on two of these shows and has exited in the most graceful way in both. He's left on top of the mountain. He's never had that crying, getting broken up. He's never been broken up with, and he's been on the show twice. How does that work?
I said, I think Rachel gave him the gentle...
No.
Listen, man, it's not for me. Yeah, okay, well, we
Kenny
both saw
left
that.
Kenny, that was coming. That was coming.
Yeah,
but Kenny
coming.
Kenny left before that happened. Kenny knew, sees the writing on the wall, and he gets out before he has an embarrassing breakup. And I can't commend the guy enough.
Okay, listen, AB. He left because of the...
His daughter
had a dance recital, okay?
Okay.
I don't think he saw the writing on the wall because he was getting a rose regardless. I don't have kids, AB, okay? But I've seen Hook. And I know how much it hurts parents to miss important games and recitals.
Absolutely.
Rest in peace, Robin Williams. I don't think Kenny could stomach it. I think he liked Annalise fine. I don't think he saw anything there. No,
like,
no.
Nothing worth missing a recital for.
No. So you're on board with... A lot of people were thinking that he wasn't being truthful or he wanted, you know, he's using his daughter to get out of this or something.
I mean, I could get on board with that conspiracy theory, too. Like, now that you said that, I mean, sure.
Yeah.
If he just wants to get out and not have to break anyone's heart, he like I said, he's leaving smelling like a rose.
Yeah. But it's for a good reason, and no one's mad at him. Nobody is mad with him. He could have just made this up. Sure. I mean, when you have kids, one of the best reasons to have kids is to have them as an excuse to get out of stuff.
It's a
foolproof excuse. You can't say anything. Kid's sick. Yeah, oh, well, what are you going to question that? No, you're not going to say anything, and I'm going to be out of what I don't want to do.
That's, you've said that for a long time, and honestly, every parent I know is like, it is fabulous to use kids as an excuse.
There's nothing anyone can say about the kid excuse.
Crystal and Connor return from the date, and I just wanted to give Goosemane a big shout out for nipping any post-date chit-chat in the bud. Pulled her over immediately.
What about Connor walking over with them?
That was weird. Like, have you ever, you know, these two are basically dating, right? Like, you're not invited to this. What did he think they were going to talk about? All three of you guys go talk. Connor, get a clue, buddy. Next morning. Listen, major bummer here. Shocking bummer. What was her name?
Unexplainable.
What was the girl's name then?
Jubilee.
Excuse me. Sorry.
Jubilee gets sent home for legitimately no reason. What was the reasoning that John has behind this?
He said, let's just be friends.
He doesn't have a rose.
He doesn't have a rose?
You don't have the rose. What are you doing?
He had a locked up rose if he didn't say that. Maybe he's being honest. Maybe he's got, I don't know. Maybe he knows somebody else is coming.
I guess you got to respect him for not playing the game, but what are you doing?
Not something I would have done.
Because then later in the episode, he plays the game.
Anyway, Annalise crying, heartbroken that Kenny left. But then Camille shows up, AB, the 60-40 moron from Becca's season. He kind of feels bad about it. I doubt that. I think they told him to say, hey, pretend like you're upset about this. Still, to this day, no explanation as to why, what the reasoning behind that was. What do you got on their, what do you got on their date? Camille and Annalise.
I mean, they go on I'd say a crazy dangerous date.
Death defying.
Doing skids around corners in this vehicle, a four-wheeler or something. And my mind just goes back to Annalise being afraid to be in a bumper car. She has a bumper car story. That's made up, correct?
I think this basically confirms it. I mean,
yeah.
Children's bumper cars was what gave her the PTSD about driving in this controlled environment.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's rip-roaring, tearing down
the damn jungle.
Yeah. And they even go over a suspension bridge, which I'm not sure I would do.
When they look down there, it looked like a damn roller coaster. No, thank you.
No. Cavern. It was a cavernous dip. No, thank you. Anyway, they kiss. It's all good. Next. Who cares? Don't care about those two at all.
No. No.
Here's a couple I do care about, and I want you to tell me if you feel the same way. Kevin and Astrid.
Oh, yeah. The it couple.
I love these two, AB.
I don't remember liking Kevin in Winter Games, but I really like Kevin now. I don't know why. He's the man, though.
He had the Ashley eye. This is mean, but kind of the Ashley eye stink on him where you didn't really think it's Ashley eye. So you don't know how serious it is.
Sure.
He looks like an idiot. He looks like a dumb jock, frankly, and he is not.
No.
But this Bachelor in Paradise season and this conversation in particular made me really love this couple, and I think this is the number one engagement potential couple at this point. Kevin and Astrid.
100% agree.
Kevin wants Astrid to go on a date with someone else so she can see how much she really likes him. Weird, dumb guy logic. We've all been there. It makes no sense. Just play along. Apparently, I didn't know this. Apparently, he won Bachelor. Do you know this? He won Bachelor at Canada.
Yes.
And then they went to the real world, and it fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know that. Did you look
that
up?
And then he basically won. He won Winter Games. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. He did.
I looked up Kevin's story a while ago.
Okay. Anyway, they have a great talk. There's, you know, Astrid's bummed out. He's worried that he hurt Astrid.
Here's the thing. Kevin doesn't communicate what he is meaning properly. What he said came out like, you need to date other people.
Yeah, that's not what he meant.
That's not what he meant at all. What he really meant was, I kind of wish like we had some real life stuff, maybe some bumps in the road
Because right now we're just in paradise living it up. But I would like to have some bumps in the road to see if this is real and not have the same thing happen to me that's happened two other times. But it didn't come out like that.
Or even, I wish that you went on a date with someone before I was here so yeah. you could compare this to something else here.
Absolutely.
But really, they've just been together the whole time in Fabula, or the whole time that she's been here, and just, you're right, living it up. Bottom line is, these two letting the tears flow, and it appears to me that these two are just in love, true love, and they're scared about it. And I'm rooting for them.
I agree.
Not much else to say. They got great chemistry and great looking couple. They're going to get engaged.
Just two hot people falling in love. True love.
That's what the show's all about.
Yep.
Jenna and Jordan. Let me guess. Jenna breaks it off with Benoit this time, probably? Was this the time? Who knows? Who cares?
Go to the next thing.
Kendall, Joe, and Leo. Yeah. Kevin lets it slip that Leo kissed Chelsea. He let it slip. I believe that he let it slip.
He did not mean to, folks.
No, he didn't mean to. He was like, dang, can't believe he kissed Chelsea. Whoop. You didn't know that?
Saw the look on her face and realized he'd made a grave error.
Leo has been hiding this fact for, and this is where the time comes into play, I think probably a week at this point that he didn't tell Kendall. So he obviously doesn't want her to know. Kendall confronts Leo, and he said to Kendall, I thought that mentioning I'd been hanging out with Chelsea was enough. So obviously he was never going to tell her.
No, absolutely not.
That's not enough. Anyway, Leo spins out of control immediately.
It's just your classic horrible, abusive, manipulating dude. He tries to, instead of taking ownership on what you've done wrong, he tries to flip it and make it seem like everyone else is doing stuff wrong.
Leo would have fit in like a 3 years ago version of the show. Nah, right now they're going to get him up out of here quick.
No, no, we don't play that.
I think this little peck with Chelsea is going to haunt Leo the rest of his life. Along with some other stuff also. But this is going to haunt Leo for the rest of his life.
That's going to be it with Leo.
I think this is going to be one of the top 10 things he regrets.
Leo is who we thought he was, Rim.
Yeah, he's coming out finally.
We all knew the stuff coming into this season of what Leo's done off camera and some of the stuff he's accused of. And this, nothing he's doing right on last night's episode made me think he's innocent.
I was worried that Leo would just be a good guy throughout the season and we'd have sure. to pretend like, you know, we'd have to be...
The Garrett issue.
Yeah, it would be a Garrett situation, but actually, true colors really came out and he's probably... Yeah. He did it to himself.
Yep.
What do you got on... Anything on Leo and Kendall, the confrontation?
Leo's lying through his teeth, trying to spin zone it to make Kendall feel bad. Kendall is handling it like a true...
Grace.
Fierce woman.
Yep.
Just everything he says, she comes back with the perfect retort, and she doesn't give him a second to breathe.
He can't do anything. Well, he said, you're mad at me because of something somebody said about me. She was like, whoa, it was a fact. Was it not a fact?
Was it a fact?
But other stuff, too. It doesn't matter. That's when you know you're done, when you go, it doesn't matter. He calls her... a phenomenal actress, and then he says, I have no idea how you're single, in a sarcastic tone. Oh my
God. She just systematically picks apart every single thing that's coming through out of his mouth.
And here comes Joe to start the next episode to nip this meltdown before it gets out of control and takes over the whole resort. Classic Joe. He just rolls over with a simple, hey, what are you guys done? You done here?
He handles it like he'd handle someone being a little too pushy at the Cubs game, Rim.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a problem here?
Yeah. Somebody in the bleachers said one too many old style.
Joe's in the bleachers handling the situation.
You done? Quit talking to my girlfriend, okay? Anyway, you got anything on Joe and Kendall? Chit-chatting?
No.
I do.
Okay.
He's great. Joe's great. Love Joe. I want Joe and Kendall to be married also. But they didn't really talk much about what was going on with Leo, like maybe I hope they would, he kind of just let her vent and said, "Ah, I mean, who cares? What do you want to do?" You know, like I get where Kendall's coming from, where she's like, "It's there's not much in-depth stuff that's going on." So I'd like to see more of that from Joe in the final two episodes.
We'll talk about this more. It's more the next episode that I got this feeling from Joe, but Joe just kind of lets things slide a little too much.
Yeah,
like what Kendall kind of did to him isn't. Is unacceptable, I'd say.
I know what you're talking about.
Not even so much about Leo, but what happens in the next episode? We'll get to that. But
yeah, that was bad. I mean, a little too carefree. A little too not carefree, Joe. I would have had umbrage with some of her actions.
We'd had a little bit of a longer conversation about what had gone down the last couple of days.
All right, let's move on. Jenna and Benoit and Jordan, who cares? Next up, couples update. I think I got them all right here. Annalise and Camille. Jenna and Jordan, official. Astrid and Kevin.
Solid as ever.
I'd like to go to their wedding. Kendall and Joe. Kendall and Joe. Eric and Angela. Colton and Tia. People who do not have a couple, are not involved in a couple, I don't know if I'm phrasing that right. Benoit. Leo's good as gone, we know that. David, people forget about David. Connor, John, Venmo John, and Chelsea. So five dudes and one woman with a rose. Date card comes and it goes to Eric and Angela. Well, it goes to Eric, but he chooses Angela, of course. AB, talk about a full spread for this date.
Wow.
Better than most fantasy suites I've seen.
Absolutely.
What do you got on this besides the lobster, shrimp, and all the sauces you could want?
They get the full butler treatment. Just knock on the door, more food comes in. They had more ice cream than I've ever seen in my entire life. I would say 6 gallons of ice cream. Is that an appropriate?
I called it an ice cream sundae straight out of the movie Blank Check. I don't know. I feel like Preston got an ice cream sundae that large one time.
That's maybe for him and Shay.
Weird movie, by the way. That's a grown woman dating a 13-year-old boy. And cheeses for the cheese man.
Listen, I'm a Blank Check guy until I die.
Oh, I love that movie. Absolutely love it.
There's some great actors in that movie. Tone
Absolutely. Loke. But yeah, there is some issues. There's some underlying issues with that movie.
Do you get that? They kiss. They make out.
Listen, do not look too deep into Blank Check.
No,
you'll find some stuff you don't want to find. But just have fun with the ice cream sundaes, the big old cars, the great stuff he's buying. Incredible movie.
She's doing an investigation on a fucking child, and in the process starts a romantic relationship with him as a means to get deeper into his finances. Problematic, as they would say. Now, you couldn't make that movie today.
That could not do that movie. You could do that. That was a completely unnecessary part to that movie, was the romantic relationship between the Blank Check kid and the woman.
Well, but here's the thing. Blank Check was for us when we were growing up, and that's like your 12-year-old fantasy. Like, the beautiful 23-year-old girl wants to make out with you. That's not it's not bad then. You're just, you can't, you're going through puberty. How else are you supposed to think?
Great point.
What are we talking about? The ice cream? The champagne. Too many bottles of champagne. You go ahead.
What are we talking about? Eric and Angela, they bring in the cheese. They bring in the huge ice cream. They get all the seafood they could ask for. Just the full spread.
My theory is there was a bachelorette party that canceled at the last minute.
I'd love to be there.
We both tried to get jokes off at the same time. We just kept powering through. Anyway, these two, let's talk about what happened on the date. These two, I think they're adorable, Eric and Angela. Angela turned me off at first with her laugh. She had a laugh that sounds the same every time, and I was like, I can't do this laugh. But she's fun, kind-hearted, great couple. She seems fabulous. I'm a huge Angela guy now. Not a lot of deep conversation, but they get along great. I love this couple, and I love this date.
Is it too late to get off the Eric train?
We're about to. In a couple minutes, we're getting off.
I want to get off before we talk about what he does.
Why? Why would you get off at this point?
Just so it doesn't look like I'm getting off too late.
No, you can't. No, we're going in chronological order. You can't go get off now and pretend
like to get off the air train before it's too late.
Did the bad thing. You've been driving the air train for a while, so now it's... When he was going on his other date and dancing around, I thought of AB celebrating how Eric is always positive, dancing. I'm like, well, now look at him. Now look at how he's dancing. Quite an asshole, is he not?
Let's keep going.
Chris and Crystal do some yoga. AB, little birdie told me, I don't remember who it was, but they have a theory about Crystal on these shows. There's a conspiracy that Crystal is only on these shows to promote her fitness stuff.
Yeah.
Now, that makes sense, right? But the extra layer to it is that she has had a boyfriend this whole time.
Oh. So the first part you said, I'm like, okay, yeah, course, that's obvious. That's not a conspiracy. That's fact.
But if this, let's pretend this is true, that would explain her behavior constantly wedging herself into storylines, behaving in a way that will attract attention. Mm-hmm. When you look at how she acted on Ari's season, you act like that, the camera's going to be on you, like it or not.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Staying with Chris. She doesn't like Chris. We know that. Like, this, there's no way that her and Chris are in real life going to happen.
No. I mean, you could tell she has little moments where it comes out how she doesn't like him. And it, like, when she showed up and he had the mat set out, she's like, oh, you want me to work? After I'm six champagnes deep right now and you want me to do yoga?
I was in bed.
And then she realized, oh, camera's on. Let's do some yoga.
Well, this is basically a free infomercial. It worked. I was watching this like, damn, I'm about to get in a program.
I'm about to get in some crystal yoga. That's exactly what I thought when I saw this. I'm trying to get some crystal yoga in my life.
Now, as a crystal apologist, and I think this makes a lot of sense because she acts way different on her social media than she does on this show. And I almost respect it more, and it's a better business plan to get people, just because of the nature of her business, it's way smarter to get subscriptions to your fitness coaching and all this other stuff that she sells, because it's products that you own that you're selling your services. All these other people are going to sell the fit tea for 6 weeks or whatever, and then it's going to be over. I think Crystal is maybe the smartest business person to ever go on this show. If that's true. And I think it is. It makes sense. I'll buy into it. Do you? We need to know if you do. Co-host.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right,
I don't think she's here for the right reasons. And I think, yeah, I
and
agree.
I'm almost fine with her business.
It.
Yeah. And it works. That's maybe she told Chris to do the yoga thing. Who knows? Okay, quickly before the cocktail party, John needs a rose. So he pulls Kendall.
What the hell, Venmo John?
If you want to piss Roman AB off.
This is unacceptable from him and unacceptable from Kendall.
Well, before they talk, which is fine. That's fine. But before they're kissing.
He shouldn't have taken her to that day bedroom.
I know.
He knows the situation here. He's been here the whole damn time.
I'll blame the producers because I like him. Before long, they're kissing, though. Now, what's weird is, before we get to the kiss, what's weird is Joe and Leo are talking about how John is about to steal his... Like, are you two not adversaries? Blood adversaries? Sworn enemies?
See, I kind of took that as Leo trying to get under Joe's skin.
And John doesn't really care enough to get mad at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that. Let me tell you something about this kiss. Kendall leaned in for this kiss.
Absolutely.
Don't let her tell you otherwise.
No, she's going to try to spin it.
Yep.
But
lie.
She
some might
went
say
for
lie.
The kiss. She kissed John.
They were sitting there, and then John kind of looked at her. Like, they were just both kind of looking up, you know? And then John looked at her, and she looked at John, and then she went, boom, right to John's lips, locked. Yeah. She initiated it, period.
And to be fair, I've never seen someone regret something faster.
Yeah. While she's kissing John, she's like, God, I'm fucking kissing God everybody, damn. And I love Joe. So I don't really know what I'm doing. This gives us a great rom-com moment, though, when she rushes to Joe's side,
mm-hmm,
and reveals that she's falling for Joe. And he's falling too, AB. I thought it was great. Now, had that been me, like you said, I would have maybe tried to get a little deeper into why she's making out with everybody all the way.
Yeah, maybe if you're going to be girlfriend, boyfriend, set some boundaries for the rest of paradise. Maybe neither of us are going to kiss anybody else. I don't know.
Say
maybe
that.
Have that conversation.
Her rationale makes sense in a Kendall way, which is I'm trying to distract myself because I'm falling for you and I'm scared about it. That's cute. That's fine. But that's great. Congrats. But just stop. Stop making out with other guys.
Because they were in this situation. They were already at this point in the relationship.
24 like, hours ago.
They were a good couple. And then she's been wiling out the last two episodes.
I'm glad that they worked it out. And I'm glad that they're boyfriend, girlfriend, essentially, at this point. But still kind of weird to be kissing. If you're Joe, it's a little weird to be kissing Kendall 90 seconds after Joe, after John.
They're handling like adults though, Rim.
They are. They're in it for the long haul, I think. Mostly because mm-hmm. I think John will put up with basically any, or John, excuse me, Joe will put up with anything to keep Kendall.
Absolutely.
Almost can't blame him. Anything else on that?
I don't think so.
I think we agree. Cocktail party.
Leo with one of the best quotes of the night. I'm very confident I'm not getting a rose tonight, is what he says. I've never seen someone so bluntly say that.
It's blatantly obvious. Everyone's saying it out loud. They're like, well, you're not getting a rose.
We got to get this guy
anyway.
Out of here.
I was almost disappointed in his big exit, like burn it to the ground exit. I thought it would be, I don't know what I expected, but I thought it'd be better than that. Anyway, he says everybody's full of shit. Calls Joe grocery store bitch. Quick reminder, I'm pretty sure Leo makes sure the kids are tall enough to ride the rides at an amusement park, so I'm not sure grocery store bitch is your worst insult. What do you got on Joe confronting Leo?
Unacceptable camera work, Rim.
Oh, you didn't like it?
We didn't get the shots we deserved.
The main shot we saw was one of the producers flying over Joe to tackle somebody.
To grab Leo.
And it worked.
Why are there not all the cameras on these two guys in the fight? We don't see anything. I'm sure there was a push. I'm sure there was we didn't even really see the drink throw. Like, why did they cut away?
First off, you watch the challenge, so you see more confrontations like this than I do. So I was satiated.
You think they just didn't want the confrontation?
That's another thing, too. I think a year after the other scandal, I think they probably are pumping the brakes on.
So they probably got it. They just didn't air it.
I think that's more likely than not. But I was still happy with it because Joe came off as the hero, and he wasn't he wasn't like crazy drunk guy ready to brawl in a bar. He was just standing up for himself and for his girlfriend in a way that, you know, might get me in trouble, but I'm okay with. He got a hero's welcome back.
Absolutely.
To the group.
I was stunned that this didn't result in fisticuffs, Rim.
What do you think would have happened if you want to go there? I don't know. I think they
would have actually fought.
Yeah.
I think they'd both be sent home.
No, I'm talking about the
what would happen in the boxing ring? Who would I give my money to? The betting odds?
Yeah.
Swinging in the ring?
24-7, Leo and Joe.
I'd give it to Joe. I feel like Joe's been in more fights than Leo, truthfully. Leo is built like a Greek god.
Pretty boy, though.
I mean, he had nothing to lose there. So if he's a fighter, like, you know fighters in your life. If they get in a situation like that, they're fighting. Like, the fact that nothing happened there makes me think Leo can't fight at all.
Well, here's the other thing. This
is fine. He's a grown ass adult. He shouldn't be fighting. But
neither you,
lets
you
me
nor
know
I
that
can.
Chicago Joe probably would have beat the brakes off him.
He's been in some scraps. At Joe's on Weed Street. He's been
just
in some
tons
situations.
Of scraps.
This is the main, most obvious reason you know Joe or Leo can't fight. The guy threw his drink. What are we doing? You can't throw your drink, and you're not going to win the fight. Nobody who ever initiates the confrontation by throwing a drink ends up knocking that guy out. That's the guy who usually loses. Okay, my take.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Now that Leo's gone, get away. No, you're losing. You're losing this one, pal. Now that Leo's gone, we got Benoit, David, John, and Connor to battle it out for Chelsea's Rose. Legit group date situation. With even higher stakes, because 75% of the group date is going home immediately.
Yep.
Don't really care about this Rose, though.
And none of them have a connection. Yeah, I could care less about this Rose. None of them had any connection. This is a part of the game. None of them are going to actually be with Chelsea. So, I mean, it was nothing for me.
It was nothing, but I do want to point out that David, of all people, was the only honest one of the three. He said, hey, we don't have a connection. But he kind of pitched, here's why I think I deserve the rose. I deserve a chance at love. The other two dudes tried to spit game. Connor in particular. Yeah. Connor was, and I think even Benoit acted like they could be husband and wife soon. I'm out on Benoit. I liked when Benoit came in, but he obviously thinks he's like Mr. French romance novel guy. Everyone he talks to is going to fall in love with him. And just, I'm over it. I don't care.
I agree.
Rose ceremony. All the roses go to who we think they're going to. Bing bang, not going to go through them. Chelsea gave hers to John. Were you surprised?
No. Okay. It could have went to any of them. I did not care at all.
Okay, we get it. You don't care about Chelsea's rose.
I did not care at all. Hey, listen, I feel bad for Chelsea. She's in a tough situation. She has built no connections with anybody. She's always been the second or even third or fourth choice of a lot of people. As soon as someone gets broken up with, they go to Chelsea to try to get her rose. That's how it goes every week.
Yeah, I do too. I also think she gets down on herself, which doesn't help. So she's kind of not
she's
feeling
not
good.
She's not herself out there enough. I'll tell you that. But that's fine.
No, that's fine. I think Chelsea, she even said it. I don't think this process is for her at this point.
No, I agree. I think she should have given the rose to David if you're asking me who she should have given the rose to, because David gave her, they just have been giving each other roses.
Yeah.
So she should have just continued the process and give him the rose. Hopefully someone else comes along that they can build a relationship with.
Well, I'm glad she gave it to John, because I'm eager to see if John can shatter the mark for most dates in a season. John Bonds is just on fire. One thing I want to say about Benoit, when he went home, first off, he acted like his wife just served him papers. It's like, buddy, you just started talking to her. It's not like that. And I didn't buy his crying act at all in the
back
of the
bus. If you remember, he had just gotten there, Rim. We're talking about like a week, maybe a week on your extended timeline, 2 days on my timeline.
Not even the logic of it, because people cry on this show and it's not logical, but I'm saying he literally did not cry. He was faking the cry.
I agree.
He wasn't exaggerating a real emotion. There was no evidence of any condensation of any kind on his face. It was bad fake crying. I don't buy it. Hard 180 on Benoit this season in just a week. Okay, Olivia shows up.
Don't remember her.
I do, but only because I spent like 3 hours making an Instagram story preview for Ari's season.
Sure.
So her hair was certainly not this big when she was on the season. Catches the eye of a lot of the fellas. All the fellas in fake relationships like Camille. takes John on a date, mainly because he's the only one available, obviously. What do you got on this quinceañera? Anything? Kind of weird?
It's very weird. I didn't really get it.
I mean, I've never been to a quinceañera. I feel like that's a very personal, family and friends only thing. So for them to crash one, might as well have gone to a wedding.
I don't understand. And then they just stood on the dance floor for a while. It was very awkward.
What was the point of not telling them what they were going to do, other than embarrassing them when they showed up? Weird. But anyway, a good date. I think Olivia's cute. John's cute. the guy's kissed more women on this show than anyone else. He's probably going to tell Olivia tomorrow that we're just friends and make her go home, but who knows what John's about to do. Do you remember Cassandra from Juan Pablo's season?
Yes.
What do we know about her?
Vaguely.
Okay. Did she stick around a long time?
Nothing that wasn't explained on the episode. So she is a single mom. She was from Juan Pablo's season. Didn't work out. She was also on Paradise. That didn't work out. I don't know anything else about her.
Joe knows something about her.
She's got big boobs. So...
That was Joe's.
Thanks for the commentary, Joe.
It's still endearing. It's still just funny when he does it. If Camille said that or anyone else said that, they'd be like, what a bad guy. But yeah, Joe said, I'm like, classic front
Joe. Front page news to get him off the show.
Yeah. If Leo said that, yeah, we'd get him handcuffed. AB, what is the deal with Miracle Season right now? What's the weather? Miracle Season, that's Eric's thing? You're the Eric guy, right? Am I misremembering this?
Okay. Listen, I'm speechless. That's why I didn't say anything. I'm speechless, Rim. I don't know how to explain this guy.
He didn't talk to Angela first, which stunned me. How do you not talk to Angela?
He's a liar, Rim.
Whoa.
Has he been lying to us this whole time? This whole positivity, good guy act, Rim? Is it all an act?
I don't want to go that far, but I don't know.
He said when he's talking to her and he sets Angela aside, this is after accepting a date from Cassandra.
The toothpaste is out of the tube. Yeah.
He sits her down and says, last night we talked about how we would not go on dates with anybody, but then this morning I woke up and was just feeling different. Like, what are you talking about?
Unacceptable excuse. Maybe mention that when you wake up then. Maybe go to her and be like, hey, I changed my mind.
You know, I'm having second thoughts. If someone shows up today, I think I might take him up on it. It's just, he's tripping. Eric's tripping.
It's a very bad look, especially after I kind of fell for this couple and for Angela in particular. I'm a huge Angela fan now, and to see her have to do, she handles it with grace. Probably because the guys have the roses this week, so she don't want to burn any bridges. But, man, I am not sure I'd have done the same thing in that scenario. Did Kendall ask Joe if she could go on the date with Leo, or did she do what Eric just did?
She did it like Eric did as well. I didn't love it. I mean, I appreciate both of them actually talking to the person before they go on the date. Just to, see how's everything. I mean, I appreciate it, but also it doesn't really help. Like, sitting them down and be like, how you doing? And then telling them that you accepted a date. It's hard.
He better come crawling back if he wants any chance of hopping back on his own bandwagon that AB's been driving for a year and a half.
This was unfortunate.
It was very sad to see. Sad way to end this episode and week. Coming up next week, not sure what happens, but it looks shocking.
Chris Harrison says it's the most jaw-dropping week in Paradise history, Rim.
I think I'm going to believe him. I'm going to go ahead and fall for it, hook, line, and sinker.
You think it'll be, what, is this a 7 to 10? 3-hour show here? What's going on?
Well, we're in Central Time. Let's establish that we're both in Central Time.
Are they going to start it earlier?
I think they're going to start it. No, it's going to be 7 to 10 because the season finale, the proposal was this last Monday. Why is that funny? I watched the proposal. I've seen every episode. So the season finale, the proposal was, then that's done. So they're just going to tack on an extra hour. They're not going to start it earlier because earlier is Wheel of Fortune. You don't move Wheel of Fortune. That's never happened. I'm not kidding.
True.
This is TV scheduling knowledge that I have. You don't move Wheel of Fortune because before Wheel of Fortune is your local news. You simply cannot move anything ahead of 7 o'clock Central Time. So it's an extra hour. I stay up extra late. Yuck.
I don't always watch the what's coming up next, but when I heard Chris Harrison say it's the most jaw-dropping episode, I had to see what's going on. Everyone is crying, Rim. All the solid couples seem to be breaking up.
So he's from Australia, Jordan from Winter Games, who was with Bibiana for a week. Bibiana. He's there. He shows up, but he's bald and they didn't introduce him. So when Eric is crying, I'm like, damn, the producers are consoling him. This must be bad, but it's just Jordan. So Eric's love triangle spinning out of control. The couples with the kids finally come in, which I love. I want, with so many good couples on this season, they need to know, hey, this is where this could lead, folks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is this the last week?
Yes, next week is the last week.
Okay, so we still have what's-his-name showing up, too. Jordan gets into it with, what's-his-name? Robbie. Isn't Robbie show up?
Wow, Robbie does show up.
Isn't there a confrontation between Jordan and Robbie that we have not seen
yes.
yet?
Yes. Good call. Well, that's well. Luckily, there's five more hours of... Certainly, Robbie will show up and not get a rose anyway, so that's... I can see that happening very quickly. This is kind of my problem. I think the last week, no one else should show up. I don't know. It just seems... It's almost... At that point, the only reason anyone is coming in is to throw wrenches into shit. None of those people are there to leave with a relationship. There's not enough time. You only got a week left.
Yeah.
If that.
That being said, bring on the guys and girls.
Bring them on. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we want to see it. I would pay money to see a Robbie and Jordan stare down. And then one more thing, something about a witch, which Annalise legitimately seems to believe that there's a witch on site. There's a girl.
You know what? I don't want to...
I don't want to say this,
but I'm gonna rim.
Let's hear
I don't
it.
Like Annalise in a relationship.
Oh, at all?
Like,
what do you mean?
I'm okay with her. I felt bad for her a lot of the season. She kept getting the short end of the stick in terms of relationships, and you can tell she wants it more than anybody. Rim, but Annalise yeah. in a relationship, she's the throw it in your face, annoying relationship girl.
Agreed. We didn't say it because we skip over her parts. Every time she's in one, I think she said her and Camille are one of the strongest couples.
Yeah, she said they're the strongest couples. Like, no, you guys just started dating. Everyone else is way further along than you.
I'm pretty sure she said
that
about Jordan, too.
She's just a throw-it-in-your-face relationship girl, and I'm tired of it.
The highs and lows are too much sometimes.
It's too much.
Be like Kevin and Astrid, who are just chilling, hanging out, going on dates with each other, having a fabulous time. My take.
Well, goes from her being all sad to her being the main, like, relationship spokesperson. So, like, anytime they would be, they needed a cut scene of a relationship, someone in a relationship talking about all the people in the relationships, it'd be Annalise. Like, we got all these strong couples here, and I'm one of them. No.
You gotta stop hitting the spoon. I can't silence the spoon when you hit the spoon, AP. I don't know what to tell you. All right, let's go to the rose bag for the last week of Paradise next week. If you have a question or comment, send it to the rose bag. Text it to the rose bag, 773-234-7794. We've got some good thought experiments in the rose bag this week, AP, so listen up. First one from the 518 area code. I don't have a question. I just want to say that this show is one of the highlights of my week. Thank you for being hilarious, full of personality, and self-aware. Thanks for listening.
Wow.
Gonna need you to put that in an Apple Podcast review, though. So, thanks. Just copy and paste.
Put that on my gravestone.
Put it on the gravestone. We don't have the person's name. Just wanted to gas ourselves up. Thanks for listening. Alan from Oakland. Do you think Becca is watching Joe's heroic run on Paradise? And that's what it is, AB. It's a heroic run.
It's heroic.
And just going to bed every night with bitter tears of regret? What do you think, AB?
I think she's got... I mean, you gotta have some regret that you didn't even give him a shot to see what could be there. You gotta have some regrets. You're sitting there thinking... you're sitting there laying next to Garrett... with your PR mind, how you're going to have to spin all the shit he's going to do the rest of your life. And wondering what you could have with Joe. Like, no, it would be no drama with Joe.
Before this season, I tried to tamp down expectations for Joe. Everyone projected their perfect boyfriend onto Joe, so it's easy. But the way he has been on this show, he's exceeded the hype.
He's the perfect boyfriend, Rim.
He's a great boyfriend. He's the perfect boyfriend. The look in your eyes is so sincere right now. He's the perfect boyfriend.
He's the perfect boyfriend. I hope that one day I can be as good of a husband as Joe is
a boyfriend
in his relationships.
I'm just saying, like, no joke. There has to be some legitimate regret that she didn't give him, because she kept some lame dudes for a while.
She didn't get an opening day rose.
Man.
You gotta have some regrets, girl.
Man,
she definitely has regrets.
And can I say this? After week one, I was bearish, I think, on Joe being the Bachelor. I think he'd be pretty good at this point. I like him so much that I don't care that he doesn't have the charisma.
I want him to find love. Right off the bat, I was joking.
Yeah.
I didn't think it could be possible, but now I'm like, this guy has got to be a front runner. If this thing with Kendall doesn't work out, he has got to be a front runner. Everybody loves him so much, too. That's like, you're going to get no backlash. People are going to be hyped up for this season. If it's Joe, can you think about Rim and AB gearing up for a Joe season? We're
going to
be juicing everybody and gassing people up here.
Maybe no one in the history of America has risen to popularity so quickly and maintained it without losing any backlash whatsoever. The guy is who they said he was.
He's a hero.
He's a heroic. Anyway, we got to move on. Wow. Got to towel myself off here. All right. Haley from Charlotte. Has Venmo John gone on the most dates with different people ever in Paradise? AB, if not, who has gone on more?
It's got to be him.
He's gone on at least 3 and maybe 4 dates.
It's got to be him. No one's had a more surprising. Like, Joe's had the biggest. I wouldn't even call it a surprise because I think a lot of people thought this was going to be what happened. But it's kind of like when LeBron James came out.
It wouldn't be a Rosecast episode without a LeBron comparison. Go ahead.
Excuse me?
It wouldn't be a Rosecast episode without a LeBron comparison.
When LeBron came out, I was like, this guy's going to be the next Michael Jordan. He's the best player of all time. Well, that's what it was with Joe. It's like, this guy's awesome, and he's going to be awesome. And the hype is so high with LeBron and Joe.
You know we're talking about John, right?
No, I'm talking about Joe here.
Why? The question was about John.
I'm telling you about Joe right now, Rim. Do you want to know about Joe? The hype with John was nothing. He came out of nowhere.
Right. It's just, does this analogy tie up? I get where you're going with Joe and LeBron.
You want to hear about Joe
hype.
Some more?
Yeah, keep going. I'm fine with it. We got listeners.
Okay, John.
It's not just you and me.
I was going to tell a long analogy about Joe and LeBron, and then that was going to go to why John's different. John came out of nowhere. Okay. He started from the bottom. I did not expect anything from him. I thought he'd be gone week one. He didn't seem to have that much personality for this. He came out of nowhere, and he's been a superstar this season. Just everybody loves him.
I got a. You know who Venmo John is? Then Isaiah Thomas, last pick of the draft. No fanfare.
Sure. Yeah,
shot rose to stardom. I think he's gonna fall off a cliff. Venmo John. I think this is Venmo John's one big year in Boston. And then he's going to get traded to something else, and I think it's going
to
be over for him.
Okay, to answer your question, Joe's like LeBron, and Venmo John is like Isaiah Thomas. There you go.
Thanks for the text. This is a good question, too. Hannah from Denver, Colorado. Since so many of these dudes are not great, disagree, I have an impossible F, Mary, kill. Chris, David, and Leo. Who you got, AB?
Jeez.
I think it's
I'd have
easy.
To kill Leo. That's pretty obvious. Have to kill him.
Yep.
F. Chris.
Yep.
What's the other one? Mary? I don't want to marry David.
You have to. That's the
impossible.
Game.
This is impossible.
The game. Can I tell you what? That's what I would have done. I would have done those three exactly.
Yeah,
David's
you
not
have
the
to
worst
marry
guy.
David.
Yeah, David's not the worst guy.
And we probably have gotten... I probably am down on David because he's been the antagonist... producer driven antagonist of Jordan
sure.
this whole time, so I'm out on him, but he's probably not as bad as he's seemed.
He seemed regular when he was talking to Chelsea. I mean, again, he could have like tried to like turn the swag on and tried to like you know what I mean. Thanks for the text, Hannah. Emily from Chicagoland. Hearing Colton talk about what type of cheese he would be this week has done more for me in terms of liking him than any other words he's spoken so far. Got me thinking. What type of cheeses are you guys? What type of cheese are you, AB?
Ooh, great question, Rim.
That's what I'm saying. Thought experiments.
Ooh, I don't know.
You seem like you'd be the cheese that's in the...
like you'd be better to give both of ours, so go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what you are. It's August. You're in Des Moines area. You're the type of cheese that's in cheese balls at the state fair. Whatever type of cheese that is. Melted. What are those? Cheese curd things?
Yeah, I got you.
Maybe those are Wisconsin.
Really processed cheese is what I am. What are you, Rim?
The type of cheese that's on, are they margarita pizzas? What are the pizzas that have the nice, the fancy white cheese on them? That's me.
Yeah, margarita pizza.
I'm a fancy cheese, but I'm still on a pizza.
I don't know what type of cheese that is, though.
I don't know either. Probably white. I don't know.
I don't know the cheese names. Great answer.
Great question. Disappointing answer.
But also, to touch on Colton, I thought he had a very good episode. The less Colton, the better.
Absolutely.
He had a couple good moments when Jordan was talking about... Jordan had awesome moments we didn't even touch on. Like when he was talking about a briefcase filled with passion. Colton chimed in there and they had a little fun exchange as well.
What about when Jordan was doing the thing like getting himself ready for the camera and then he pretended to be real mad about Leo? He's like, what's going on? That was very funny. Jordan's hilarious. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, AB, this is for you. Race question. Saved it for last. I can't answer it. Probably will, though. Won't stop me. Jen from DC. I'm really annoyed by all the Bachelor shows where the black women never get any love and the black guys are only ever interested in the white girls. Mm. Be who you want to be with. Be into who you want. Be into who you want. But can we get some balance? It just isn't a good look.
You know what, Rim? I was thinking earlier this season, the black girls do not get a fair shake in this show worse than anything. Like, the black guys don't get it good either, especially on The Bachelorette. Like, they never stand a chance, really. But the black girls, they got it like shit. They're treated like shit on this show. They're usually there's only one, and they get sent home right away. They have no shot. It just goes back to ABC not having enough representation of all the different races on here.
The other problem is when you have such a small number of them, whatever happens to the small number of them that are on the show,
exactly,
you can broadly apply to a trend that goes on the show. So there was only Nysha and Anna and Jubilee before Olivia showed up. So up until basically late in the seventh episode of the season, they were afterthoughts. Nysha wasn't interested in anyone. I thought Jubilee had a lot of staying power until John said, I don't want to be with you. So probably need some more balance. This got me thinking about something else, though, just as more of a funny thought. Let's get some bisexual people on Paradise. That'd That would really throw the rose ceremonies on this show into chaos if you didn't even know what gender the person was going to pick. Whoa, buddy, that would be throwing a handful of them.
Rim, we've talked about this before. Remember we talked about Tila Tequila's show? It was a bisexual dating show on MTV.
Yeah.
They just Shot of Love or something like that.
I think it was Shot of Love. Yeah. Anyway. Agree with your take on that. It's the other problem, if I sound like I'm an ABC apologist here, but they're using the people on this show have been on these shows prior. And if you don't have a lot of people on the flagship shows, women of color on the flagship shows, you're not going to have a lot. You're going to have even less of them, presumably, on this show. So
it's a Bachelor Bachelorette problem, folks, not a Bachelor in Paradise problem.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it. Okay, on that note, hey, anything else, AB, you want to chatter about before this is our second to last episode of 2018, more than likely.
No, I mean, when, like, December rolls around, you're going to find us, like, doing some random, like, Bachelor Japan or something. We're going to dabble into something out of boredom.
I wouldn't mind, I want to kind of choose it based on the accent, so I wouldn't mind a Bachelor Australia.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
Dabble in that. Anyway, thanks as always for listening. We went a little long, so thanks for making it to the end. If you want to follow along on Twitter, we only got one more week of live tweets on this show, at RoseCastES. The Instagram is at RoseCastPodcast. The Facebook is /RoseCastPodcast. But frankly, if you send us a message on there or whatever you do on there, we might not see it. But as always, thanks for listening. We appreciate it. AB, thanks for taking the time. I hope you had a good lunch while we were talking today. And, that's it. Talk to you guys later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.